The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hey, Nate. How's it going?
Not too bad. Warming up here in Sacramento.
It's getting hot. I am not liking this. I did not prepare for this weather. I thought I had a couple more months to get all like summer sexy, and apparently that's not true.
Well, you're wearing a sweater vest and a long sleeve button down shirt.
I was at work. It's hella cold at work because I heard they do that like in offices to make they make it colder so you work more, like you don't get lazy.
Oh, see, I fall asleep when it's too cold. I grew up in the Northeast, so if it's cold, I sleep very easily.
Just turn into a bear and just hibernate.
Basically, yeah, just my body just goes, ah, screw it, I want to sleep now.
That sounds like what I want to do every single day.
Every day at work, you want to sleep.
Every day, just 8 hours at a fucking computer screen. Yay.
Well, welcome to the world.
I'm welcome to outside. Yeah, when I step outside, I'm just, because when I leave for work in the morning, it's cold. I'm like, I'm wearing this. And yes, I'm wearing a sweater vest and a long sleeve, but no, I look hella gay. Like at the office, you just look at me and you're like, yes.
Hey, it's the lesbian. Okay.
It's the lesbian of the department. But yeah, when I get outside of work, I'm just like sweating. I'm like, this is not attractive. So I just hide in my car until like it's dark again. I can really shine.
There you go. And here's the thing about, I love that when people complain, I have to stare at a computer screen for 8 hours a day. As soon as you're not staring at your computer screen, are you or are you not right up in your phone with another computer screen in your face?
Well, now it's a computer screen because it's so damn big because I got a new phone. But no, it was just the phone before. No, yeah, you're right, because I'm busy.
Because people get out of work and they're like, oh, I've been staring at the computer all day. And the first thing they do is they pull out their phone, their tablet. They get on their laptop. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. It's crazy. I was at many River Cats games a couple weekends ago, opening weekend, and happened to be at the one on Saturday. And I looked over and there was a family of four, including two teenage girls. And those two teenage girls sitting in seats that cost $20 each, plus Ticketmaster fees if they bought them online, did not look up from their phones other than to eat food. The whole time, all they were doing was taking pictures of themselves and just looking right at their screens. They were so not present in what was going on.
They're probably watching the game on their phone.
No. Because I was watching other games on my phone at the game. We were in foul ball area too. We could have gotten hit with a line drive. It would have been epic.
Let's take a selfie. Oh shit!
It would have been great.
But speaking of Ticketmaster, I have a show coming up. Oh, so today, yeah, this Wednesday, the 23rd.
Yeah.
This Wednesday, 23rd, Sacramento Punchline, the 9s and 10s. You can get them on Ticketmaster, all those service fees and all that. Or you can go call in the box office, which is 916-925-5500. And I think there's still some tickets on Gold Star. Probably not, because this is going to be an epic show and shit is going to sell out.
You can also go over to the box office yourself and, you know, it's
yeah,
just
walk
right
in.
Out.
Yeah, just walk in and buy tickets.
Not day of the show. Go in ahead of time. Treat yourself to a nice Starbucks or something they have in the How About Arden complex. Maybe go to Nordstrom's Rack.
Yeah, exactly.
And buy something douchey on sale.
And to wear to the show.
Exactly.
Make it a whole night out of it. That's why, you know, it's a 2-drink minimum, but, you know, make it a whole night. Make it like a cute date night, all this. But yeah, please come out. I would love to see you guys. And I'm trying to think. That'd be cool if you guys can do that.
You'd appreciate it.
I would definitely appreciate it because I need people to pretend they like me. I need to feel that I'm loved.
People love you, Diana. It's okay.
Yeah, I like how you're the only one. Thanks, Nate. And that's because he has to spend 3 hours a week with me.
I'm the only one in the room. My cats can't speak. They speak with body language, but that's it.
Yeah, and I try to like hug them and they deny me.
Yeah, so that's the way cats work. They're like women in a certain way that you get the affection when they feel like it. Not when you feel like it.
Oh my God.
It's true.
I should just be straight. I'm like so over it. I mean, girls are crazy. Like that one, did you see that picture? Yeah, you sent it to me. The one with the crazy, the U.S. Airways. She had a complaint, so she took a picture of a toy Boeing 777.
Well, here's what happened. There was someone on Twitter trolling American Airlines, so different airline.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, U.S.
Different air. No, no, no. They're the ones who made the mistake.
Oh.
So, don't apologize to them.
No, never mind.
The original tweet went out to American Airlines, and it says, WTF, one of your planes just crashed into my pussy. And it is a very graphic shot of a woman's crotch with a model airplane jammed all the way into her snatch up to the wings. And she is holding her legs up toward her chest. You can see her large breasts there. She has a weird look on her face, too. And, of course, you can see her butthole, too.
Which, yeah. I just have a lot of questions.
Yes?
Because, like, who took the picture?
And then
a friend or like a selfie with your laptop or whatever, you had it on a tripod or something, whatever have you. There's a lot of options nowadays.
Timer.
Yeah. But like she tried, from what I gathered in the picture, she purposely went out of her way to make sure her face was in it.
Yeah. She definitely had to crane her face upward to do that. I don't know. Maybe her boyfriend is a pilot.
Is that what? One of my first, there was just a lot of things that I was kind of confused of. I'm like, I hope that thing's sanitized. Also, is that what that looks like?
Yes. Well, that's what hers looks like.
Yeah, I don't want to have sex ever again with anyone.
Well, hold on.
They're all just like, they're all like weird looking. And then she's just like,
no, I'm sure
that
it looks
can't have been a comfortable position.
It looks far. I'm sure it looks far different without a model airplane sticking out of it.
That's probably why I didn't recognize it. I was like, wait, what's going on?
And she did groom, so it's not like the plane crashed into the jungle.
Yeah, so this was definitely planned out.
Yeah, well, probably, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure, well, besides that, but like she was like, oh, let me get like all. It's like when girls like, you know, when I say girls, like I'm not one. When people take a picture, they, you know, have to go like do their hair, fix their hair. They like flip their hair right before the picture or some mm-hmm. shit. And it's like, okay, I mean, you can pretend to look normal.
Right. Look, well, that doesn't happen
all the time.
She's obviously not someone who's made good life choices because I can tell she has a tattoo on her upper abdomen. It seems to be right in the middle below her breasts. I can't make out what it is. And she has one on her inner calf down to her ankle on the one leg that we can see. And her bedroom is a slight bit messy, but you can't quite tell how messy it is because it's a little bit dark. So anyway, this photo was sent out sort of as a joke, but somehow U.S. Airways got a hold of this, and no idea how, but they tweeted it out not once, but several times to different people. And it went along with people complained to them about different things. And here's one of the replies. We don't like to hear this. Please provide feedback to our customer relations team here. And then they attached the picture.
Like I said, we don't like to hear this. Like, there's a lot of hearing.
It was up for almost a half hour. It was up for 22 minutes, which is forever.
Yeah, that's on the Twitterverse. I know like Chris Brown or someone, some celebrity would say something stupid and they'll do it immediately, like 1 or 2 minutes. And then that's, you know, that blows up. But if you're putting it on there for 22, almost half an hour, like you want people to see it. Like that is, you can't be corporate and like either someone got fired that day.
Well, I think I know what happened as I'm looking at this more. So, and here's another person who complained to them. Yeah, you seem so very sorry. So sorry, in fact, that you couldn't be bothered to address my other tweets. And they replied, we welcome feedback. If your travel is complete, you can detail it here for review and follow up. And then there's a link again to that picture. So I think what happened is whoever is manning the Twitter account at U.S. Airways, somebody sent them the American Airlines thing, or they saw it, copied it, and sent it off to somebody in an instant message or an email, and it was still on their clipboard. So as they're furiously banging through these complaint tweets and replying
banging
to them.
Is the word that you just
exactly.
said.
Exactly. And they normally have that address for complaints in their clipboard, so they just copy and paste. They just paste it into the reply tweets. So they just, without thinking, were like, "Hey, we're sorry. We welcome your feedback. If your travel's complete, you can detail it for us here and tell us about your problems." Paste, enter, up, and if you're on to the next, and one of them, they assured people that it wasn't, that there were real people answering tweets. It wasn't just a bot.
Well, yeah, that makes it worse. That's gonna. The robots are going to take over now because of mistakes like this, where companies are going to be like, no, you can't trust people. But then it makes us sad because there's not really bad mistakes going on. How did that even get up on Twitter without getting deleted right away? Because that's pure porn.
Oh, there's tons of nudity on Twitter.
Is there?
Oh, my God.
I need to tweet more. I mean, that is disgusting. That is appalling.
Search the hashtag Ass Wednesday. Go ahead and search that. I'll fill while you're doing that. So,
Ass Wednesday?
Ass Wednesday. Hashtag Ass Wednesday.
I like don't understand.
How hashtags work?
Well, that too. Wait, so can I go to Google and hashtag Ass Wednesday? Ass or Ash? Ass?
No, Ass. Ash Wednesday is something
different. They don't even censor cuss words?
No.
I got in trouble. Like someone like called me out on Facebook because I said... Oh, maybe it's because I dropped the F-bomb. But I said a cuss. I might have been asked to, and they're like, we don't want to see this or something like that. And I'm just like, oh, dude, my bad. Like, I understand. Like, I probably shouldn't use profanity because I'm a classy lady.
Fuck that.
That's what I said in my deep down inside. But I'm trying to play, like, all PC until that last podcast came out, and I realized that I don't have any friends left, probably. Oh, wow.
There's nothing but there's Thong Thursday, there's Ass Wednesday, there's Titty Tuesday. If you want to search hashtag
what is wrong with people? Like what makes them, is there like a Dick Thursday? Like
No. No one wants to see dudes. This is the thing. This is what Twitter was invented for. Twitter was invented so that attractive women could tweet out photos of their naked bits and become internet famous. Kim Kardashian started all this. Everybody wants to be the next Kim Kardashian. You know, show up a boob pic or whatever, and somebody goes, "Oh my God, she's so hot. We have to make her famous. I want to see more of her." There are chicks all over Tumblr and Twitter who have thousands and thousands of followers, and all they do is take pictures of their well-toned asses.
I mean, I guess if I had one, I'd show it off. So, like, I try to Google it, right?
And
it
that says, won't work that way.
Oh, no, but I did hashtag, and so it led me to the Twitter.
Right.
And then every single, there's a couple of them out there. And then each one I did, it was like, sorry, that page doesn't exist. Maybe try a search. And I'm like, okay, maybe society, like, caught on. I was like, no, that's about it. But they
society didn't. Is not caught on.
Wow. This, I don't know how to feel as a woman about this. I am very torn, and not because I'm like, oh hell yeah, I can look at ass all day. Like I'm not that at all. It's just like I'm okay, people want to express themselves, that's fine, and they don't want to get jobs later, that's fine as well, because I actually just had a talking to about how like they can do social media searches and that does affect your job. But it's like, why? I mean, I guess I understand if you do have a nice ass. Like, if I had a nice body, like, I'd walk around naked. Not really, because I'm afraid of germs. But the idea is there.
Sure.
But I just, you don't want to keep anything. You're doing this as, like, you really have to scrape for that level of notoriety. You can't just, like... you know what people are doing to these pictures.
Yeah, but nobody cares. Of course.
That's what bothers me, is that the person taking this picture doesn't care. It's not art. It's none of that. It's just you're straight up.
Here's my snatch.
Yeah, and it's not even just, yeah, it's not even just like a, with like a, you know, with the plane. Where did they get that plane? Like Toys R Us?
The hobby shop.
The hobby.
You are never going to be able to go through an airport gift shop again the same way.
I'm not going to go to an airport. I'm not going to be on an airplane thinking the same way. I actually saw this thing on Facebook. My friend posted this picture about how someone went fishing and they saw this guy that caught a fish. There was a dildo inside the fish.
What?
And some of the comments on there are freaking hilarious. Like I just chuckled. And my friend Robert Berry made a comment. It was like, teach a man to fish, you can have sex for a lifetime or something like that. But some of the shit is like, like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand people these days. I think society is going downhill. This is probably how I'm going to start one of my jokes now. This is a prime example of where I think society is the moral compass.
You want society to get off your lawn is what you're saying.
I don't.
Grandma. So uptight.
I mean, I have a hard time. I think it's because I don't see myself ever doing that or wanting to. Then again, people will say it's because I don't have an ass like that. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, first of all, the lady in this picture is not in any way, shape, or form a model.
Okay, exactly. That's my point, exactly. Another point that I'm trying to make as well.
She is an average...
So is she just trying to, like, get a career in porn?
No, again, my guess is this was a joke. That was somebody found this picture somewhere on the internet that might have been something that somebody sent out to... Here's the thing. There's tons of sites out there that are sort of revenge porn or like naked pictures that girlfriends send to their boyfriends that they break up with them and then they put them up online. There's been lawsuits and such about the whole thing.
I wish my exes did that instead of giving me fucking headphones or a damn hamster.
So if you're like searching around for weird stuff online, you happen to find this picture and you think, oh, it'll be funny if I tweet this at American Airlines that a plane crashed into my pussy. Now suddenly this picture that could be 10 years old, let's be fair, this picture may not be new. This could be an old picture that was weirdly intended for a pilot boyfriend.
Is this where you're going to be like, let's be fair, let's not be judgmental? What? Because this could have been intended for... You're right. The intention, you're right. It's
if she took it as a private photo meant for that special someone who enjoyed seeing a model airplane jammed into her pussy...
But she kind of done. That's what, like, she just, it looked painful, like how she was like trying to cram her head into it.
Well, she wanted to make sure he knew it was her, because obviously, I don't know.
I like how we're like trying, or you especially is trying to play devil advocate, and it's just like I'm just like slightly. What was the complaint with American Idol? Why was the original complaint made? Was it?
It was
like
a joke.
It was a joke.
It was just a joke.
No one was really like upset at American Airlines. I mean, right. I would be. Their fucking fees are ridiculous.
But it was a joke that got passed around, and someone at US Airways likely picked it up. They copied it to paste it into an email to send to somebody else. Can you believe this that got sent to American and then started doing their job at work and forgot to put the proper link back on the clipboard when they were copying and pasting, and they ended up replying to people with that? Can you imagine, though, if you're like, my flight was delayed and I missed the day of spring break, and you got and your reply that you got back was just a woman's crotch with an airplane jammed
this
into it.
This is why your flight was delayed. Right, it took a detour.
took a detour.
You know that person got fired. It sucks because it's just being human. But it's like that one time that one intern. Do you remember that when they the Asiana Air? I think it was Asiana Airlines where they crashed.
Yes.
And then
in San Francisco.
Yeah, and then the news report was like the pilots.
Yeah,
and they did the racist names.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like
we too low.
Yeah. Like, that person definitely got fired, and they're probably going to have a hard time getting a job after that. Like, it sucks. It sucks because it's just a human. Maybe I'm just venting a little bit. I'm just putting my own personal problems out there. People make human mistakes.
Right.
And it sucks in the day of social media that, like, and internet, you know, that you can't. Like, you're just going to get punished for it more. But thank you for making this mistake.
Oh, my God. This was like Christmas for me when I found this. It was hilarious.
There was just so many questions. I was just like, I was like, is that even pleasurable?
Well, she seems to be enjoying it.
I just, huh.
She seems to be enjoying it. And of course, there are plenty of jokes online. Like, not even a landing strip, because she's,
oh, my God.
She's fully bare down there.
Yeah. I wonder if there's going to come... I mean, if this thing goes, like, super, super viral, if, like, toy stores are going to be, like... I mean, I already know it's, like, viral, but I wonder if someone's going to cash in on it and, like, make a airplane dildo or some shit.
There probably already is one.
Is there?
I don't know.
It's been a while since I've been to a store.
There's a dildo everything,
came in different colors.
You really haven't been in a while, have
Dude,
you?
Dude, I've never needed to. I'd like to... I'm going to stop talking. Stop. Just,
I have no use for cock of any kind. Fake or real. That's what she's saying. My car has a real problem with its suspension. I just drive around and that takes care of everything.
Well, I do have this joke about how our hands are our penis, but we're just going to leave it at that. You can come to the show on April 23rd, Wednesday, and come check it out. You like that plug? That was pretty smooth.
There you go.
I feel like if I was somehow as good as shameless plugging as I am, that could apply to different things too. Maybe I should rephrase that. Shameless promoting as I was at pickup lines, I would do decently in that field, but no. I wonder if this girl got hella hollered at too on Twitter.
Well, the funny thing is, like I said, I saw the picture of the woman who actually originally tweeted it to American Airlines, and she's not the one in the picture.
Oh, she's not.
She's not. That's why.
Oh.
That's why I'm saying it was a picture that was found somewhere online, and then this person took it and put it up, and it sort of went around that way.
I hope they make a response.
They've already apologized.
No, not that. No, fuck them. I don't give a fuck about them. I meant that girl in the picture. She's just she responds back that's me. Someone pick me up. I want to be in a movie.
I'm guessing if she realizes that it's her, is probably going to just be walking around not acknowledging it. Anyway, but here's the thing: if you recognize that, if you're like, hey. Hey, you're the chick with the, then you're going to be the one who looked at the chick with an airplane in her pussy.
Yeah, but that's something beautiful that's on Twitter, which is another great and horrible thing about social media, is that you're not the only one that looked at that picture and that recognizes her. Okay, if it was someone else that tweeted it, I think they should have at least blurred out the face. Common decency. Or women, stand together.
Or given credit.
Give credit. Something. Credit. Women, we need to have each other's back. Maybe that's a bitch's preach corner.
There you go.
This is my feminist moment.
Yep. Do it. Preach.
We should all have each other's back, okay? I'm not I'm not saying that men are evil, but I think we should all support each other. And that includes either giving credit to or blocking out someone's face in a picture that has pornographic material.
Yeah.
I think that's fair, right?
Yeah, sure. If you're gonna,
it's dick pics too. It's credit.
Yeah. Well, listen. If I were gonna post a picture of a nude, say Ted Sampson, on the internet, I would have the courtesy to blur his face.
Right. Or if it's very embarrassing, he needs to get some. You just leave it and have a link.
Sure. Might Photoshop some elongation onto it.
Yeah, everyone's doing each other a favor. I think everyone should help each other out, and that's just be courteous when you're stealing pictures. That's it. Oh, credit. Yeah, let's do it that way. We're making this up as we go.
Yeah, we are. Anyway, if you'd like to support the podcast, the best way for you to do that is to shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. It's simple. You just go to the website where you're getting this podcast from, NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab, and then shop to your heart's content. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it helps us out.
Yeah, and you can get your own airplane to...
Model airplane.
Yeah, that you can put in holes.
Or you could actually buy a dildo.
That too on Amazon. And you could buy it through the Nate Darling Show, and we wouldn't even know it was you unless you told us. We would know what's bought, but there's so many people out there that it's not hanging out. But pass it along to your friends too, the show and the link, because it's easy. It doesn't it doesn't cost you guys anything, and it helps us.
The show is free too. Free content every week. There's this show every Monday, Nate Darling Show on Wednesdays and Fridays, all free comedy for you. All we ask is that if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, and really, it's because you can't really put a price on all these gems and
it's true
beautiful. We bring you the gift of laughter, and you can't put a price on that. Except for it's $15 on Wednesdays, the 23rd.
Yeah, come out and see the 9s and 10s show at Punchline.
I'm just sometimes I just I can't. I'm just so damn cheesy. But please come out. Please listen. Come on, we're giving you all the major days of the week. Comedy shows, you can at least shop on Amazon for us and maybe buy me a birthday gift. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
There you go. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. We'll be back again next Monday with a new show and new Nate Darling shows every Wednesday and Friday right here on NateDarlingShow.com. Be good to each other, and please keep the toy airplanes out of your private parts.
Please.